Title: SEC issues first no action letter on crypto tokens. Content: On April 3, 2019, the SEC issued its first no action letter for a crypto token. This is a significant step in providing regulatory clarity for when a token is not a security, or at least when the SEC will take no action on enforcement. The same day, it also issued framework for investment contract analysis of digital assets, which we will cover in a separate blog post. The no action letter issued to Turnkey Jet Incorporated, TKJ, states that the Division of Corporation Finance will not recommend enforcement action if TKJ offers and sells the tokens as described in TKJ's letter requesting the no action. Specifically, the no action letter stated that in reaching its position, it focused on the following representations in the letter: TKJ will not use any funds from token sales to develop the TKJ platform, network, or app, and each of these will be fully developed and operational at the time any tokens are sold. The tokens will be immediately usable for their intended functionality, purchasing air charter services, at the time they are sold. TKJ will restrict transfers of tokens to TKJ wallets only, and not to wallets external to the platform. TKJ will sell tokens at a price of $1 per token throughout the life of the program, and each token will represent a TKJ obligation to supply air charter services at a value of $1 per token. If TKJ offers to repurchase tokens, it will only do so at a discount to the face value of the tokens, $1 per token, that the holder seeks to resell to TKJ, unless a court within the United States orders TKJ to liquidate the tokens, and the token is marketed in a manner that emphasizes the functionality of the token, and not the potential for the increase in the market value of the token. As typical, the no action letter concludes with a statement that its position is based on the representations made to the division in TKJ's letter. It warned that any different facts or conditions might require the division to reach a different conclusion, and that the response expresses the division's position on enforcement action only and does not express any legal conclusion on the question presented. The proposed TKJ tokens will operate and be deployed on a private, permissioned, centralized blockchain network and smart contract infrastructure operated by TKJ. TKJ will restrict transfers of tokens to TKJ wallets only, and not to wallets external to the platform. In essence, this sounds like a very closed-loop system, and it appears the tokens will not be tradable on public crypto exchanges. While this is a somewhat restrictive use of tokens, it is nevertheless significant that the SEC has issued the no-action letter. We anticipate that this event will lead to a flurry of activity by others seeking no-action letters. Check back, as we will provide periodic updates on other significant rulings. Categories: cryptocurrency, as seen in Law of the Ledger.